The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
What's going on, kid?
Nothing, how are you?
I'm good.
Good, 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 good. Well, then, I guess everything's sorted here. We can get started.
Yep.
I like your sweatshirt.
Oh, thanks.
Polo rugby shirt, whatever it is. Yeah.
A jacket.
Looking good. Can I get your hair slicked back a little
bit?
Well,
I just had a hat on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Look, no, I don't want to upset you or anything, but as we were sitting down here getting ready to get started, I overheard on a Cowherd show, they were saying the Chiefs might be America's team. Now, I know what you're thinking. People hate the Chiefs. And he said,
like all of America?
I know. People think, hey, people hate the Chiefs, don't they? And he was saying, yeah, maybe half the country does hate the Chiefs.
Half?
But, well, maybe a little more. I don't know. But he said, first of all, this is what I think is interesting. What, because the Cowboys used to be America's team. Maybe the Steelers were America's team. What does it mean to be America's team? Because he explained it, and I had never thought of this before. I thought as a kid, the Cowboys being America's team meant that they had the largest fan base, or that nobody really hated the Cowboys. They were the lovable, whatever, even though I knew some people hated the Cowboys. I guess I just thought they had the biggest fan base. They were the team that if they were in a game and your team wasn't, that there was a good chance the majority of people would be rooting for that team. That's what I kind of, I hadn't thought about it too much, but I guess that's kind of what do you think?
I took this on Jerry Jones said one time, and just like as a marketing thing,
right? That could be too.
I thought it was a team that people liked, yes, but also that they were the most interested in.
Okay.
America's team. Like, you put them on TV all the time because people watch them.
That's what he said. He said it's the team that dominates the primetime slots. So it's the team that people are fighting over, that the networks are fighting over. They want that team on their network. Mm-hmm. They're getting flexed to be in more primetime slots. And he said that Taylor Swift is actually the X factor because the Chiefs already have that stuff with being the team that draw the big audiences and that they want to put on primetime because of Mahomes.
True.
So with Taylor Swift, you get the love of these people who were not necessarily football fans before this, a whole new fan base, let's say. And he says that's enough to push them over. Chiefs America's team. I didn't say it. I heard him saying it on TV. I just wanted to get your thoughts on it. That's all.
I mean, I think there's, well,
the Cowboys really are.
I think there are a lot of Chiefs fans out there, you know, probably a lot of people who have never been to Kansas City or wear Mahomes jerseys.
Well, that's what you said, too. Right. I always have a hard time
accepting that. Just like the Bulls at one point, everybody had. I mean, you know, I feel like probably there's kids who are walking around in Mahomes jerseys.
I had a Kurt Warner jersey back in the day. Those kids probably have Mahomes, like the same way, right?
Well, and I guess Michael Jordan was so massive, and every kid, especially when little kid, there was Jordan stuff everywhere at school. Right. Maybe I would have thought that part of that was because it was also Chicago. Like, that didn't hurt that it was Chicago. It was a big, cool city.
A big city, sure.
But you're right. I know people sell Mahomes.
Yeah, Mahomes and Kelsey and
stuff everywhere. So.
You know, Taylor Swift. It's probably true.
Yeah, and so there are those fans who are maybe not football fans at all, or at least not very loyal. And then Mahomes came along and they go, this is my guy. I'm rooting for this guy. He's the one. And so kids growing up in the Mahomes
era, they may live in a city where their team sucks. So they, you know, everybody loves a winner.
Exactly.
Everybody wants to root for a winner. Nobody wants to root for a loser.
Yeah. Well, all I've heard the last few weeks or the last year is how much America hates the Chiefs. How we're the villains, all those things. Yeah. I mean, they started making the villain shirts a couple years ago. We've been hearing it for a while. So to hear him say that they might be America's team, the other thing that I would...
They've gotten pretty lucky in the idea of who they've played in the Super Bowl, though. Because they have played other teams that people hate. Nobody loves the 49ers. Nobody loves the Eagles. Nobody, I mean, Brady.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean...
Yeah, there's. If they played the Lions, it would be. Yeah. It would have been.
Right. It would have been.
And we knew.
And even the Commanders, probably.
True.
I mean, everybody would have been. Right. But now it's like.
New young guy.
People are going to hate the Eagles, too.
Yeah.
They've gotten pretty lucky in who they've had to play.
Yeah. I guess the other thing would be we noticed because we were friends with Nick Wright, and when he went and did TV, we noticed watching his show in the beginning that. They talked about the Cowboys every morning, even when the Cowboys weren't doing anything.
Right.
And we would say, you know, like, why do you talk about the Cowboys? He said, well, they got a huge fan base.
Mm-hmm.
And so people care. You know, you're looking at, all right, we want to please the most people as much as we can. And the Cowboys had this huge fan base. So even though nothing interesting would be going on in Dallas, they'd be talking about them. I don't know that the Chiefs have that. If nothing interesting is going on in Kansas City, if the Chiefs next season were to not play well, how long would that dominate
zero
to talk? Like, you know.
Like, I think for them to be America's team, like, if they just went 500 next year, nobody would care.
It's
nobody
over, though, right? Yeah, they don't lead every, what happened to Mahomes? Mm. Will they be, I just think it ends with that.
Yeah,
and that's
quick.
The thing that I don't believe, at least, Kansas City could match like Dallas did. Dallas had that ability to just be talked about no matter what, no matter how many years. And I get it, they got an interesting character running the show and all that, but still, nothing happening, and they get all that coverage. I don't think the Chiefs do. I think you get a few weeks.
After,
maybe
like a year.
What's wrong? You
if
might
they go
get a
500,
year.
And then they'll be like, what happened?
Yeah.
And if they start out the next year 0-2, it's done.
Then that's over.
Yeah,
it's over. Because it's still, I don't know, if you go by like television market sizes, I don't know how many markets smaller than Kansas City have football teams, but it can't be many.
Green Bay? Pittsburgh?
Yeah. Green Bay, and then is Jacksonville bigger or smaller?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think
of some of those expansions, but some of those are bigger, I guess. But because I have heard and I don't know if this is true, I have heard before that Kansas City is the smallest market with the MLB team. I don't know if that's still the case. Does that still sound right? That maybe there isn't a city smaller than Kansas City that has a baseball team? A couple of football teams, and maybe they're
Milwaukee
is.
Brewers.
Oh yeah,
but
Milwaukee's
bigger, right?
No,
it says it's a smaller.
Oh, okay.
It says the 38th largest market. We're 34th, right?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Kansas City's been growing.
Yeah.
Well, there
okay.
you go. America's team. The city's getting bigger. You know who I give credit to? This guy right over here.
Oh,
I mean, just look back where we were when he came to town. When he came riding in on that horse, and nobody was downtown. Nobody was doing anything.
Nobody downtown. That is true.
There's nobody anywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, we went out in the suburbs, I guess. And the market size and the TV ratings just kept going smaller and smaller. Like, yeah, now New Orleans is bigger. Now Vegas is bigger. Now and now look at us.
Yeah.
You have man to thank you sitting right here.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
The Church of Laszlo.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock. The Rock.
All right, so tell me, where are you? You're skiing? You're in a car?
We were actually picking up tacos. We were so we were waiting for our food.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just me and my nephew were sitting there talking. And he'd been talking about, he kept mentioning throughout the weekend that, you know, my grades are good because there's stuff that he wants to do. Like, he wants to go to Colorado. He wants to take these different trips. And I'm like, yeah, well, you know, maybe. And the summer, he's like, no, my grades are good. My grades are good. Everything is like, well, my grades are good. We should do this. And I'm like, I'm not sure that's how that works. But so I know his grades are good, or at least he tells me that his grades are good. But he was talking about.
By the way, I reward my kids for home runs. I reward them for pitching good, tackles. I give them money for all that stuff. Never for grades.
And see, I don't know if my mom would have because I never got good grades.
Right.
But
I
don't think she would.
I always
tell
like, that's your job.
She never offered it as an incentive.
You don't get extra
for
doing your job. Your job is good grades.
Yeah. Yeah.
The other stuff I'll give you plenty of money for. Also, if you get good grades and you ask for something, I'm not going to give you any crap about it. But if you get
that's
bad grades
difference.
And you start asking for new shoes, then whatever, dude.
Yeah, maybe he's mixing those things up.
Yeah.
Exactly. That could be. Because I don't remember my mom ever. I used to got like $5 for every A or whatever.
Yeah.
There was never any incentive like that for me. But it could also just be that my mom knew that wasn't happening, but I'm not sure. So he says his grades are good. But the issue is, you know, I'm asking him about, so grades are good. That's good. But what else is going on at school? And he's talking about, you know, he's about to turn 14.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to think back to what it was like at his age, what my friend group was like. And for me, personally, my friend group was kind of changing around that time. I started to kind of meet new friends. It ended up becoming those friends that I still talk to today.
Sure.
Somewhere around that age. And I know some people start those groups as early as elementary school. But for me, it was around his age. And he's talking about this guy that he's been friends with, but then they stopped being friends. And he was saying that the reason that he and this guy keep falling in and out of friendship, I guess, is because this guy will make fun of him and say extremely awful things. I know kids will say awful things and they'll make fun of kids, and you just think, God, kids can be awful. But my nephew's been through a lot, and there are things that he's been through that you would think, I don't even know that kids would make fun of that. Like, I know kids will do bad things, but will they make fun of that? But apparently they do. And this kid, who he's now been on the outs with for a while, it sounds like they haven't been friends for a while, and this kid keeps kind of bringing this up, and it sounds like he's saying it to other kids at school, you know, like, oh, well, you know the story about him, and saying these awful things. And he's like, you know, and it makes me really angry. And I'm like, well, hell yeah, it makes you really angry. And like, you know, I don't know what to do. He's like, I feel like the only way to get him to stop is to hit him, you know? And when he said that, I realized, oops, rewind. A few moments ago when he was saying this, I just let it slip. I said, what'd you do, punch him in the mouth? When he told me that he said that. And so now he's saying, you know, I'm thinking maybe the only thing, and I'm wondering if he's just saying that because he just heard me say it, and I'm also thinking,
sure. Did you bring it up?
I don't know that I should have said to do that. So now I'm at this crossroads because he's literally looking at me, and he's like, I don't know what to do. What should I do? Now, I'm curious because I know your stance on if a kid fights you, if a kid throws the first punch,
then you
fight back, right? My thought has always kind of been, for kids, because they can get in so much trouble for fighting, don't be the one to throw the first punch. But at the same time, he's telling me what this kid is saying. I'm like, Jesus Christ, man. Like, I'd like to beat this kid up.
You hit that kid.
It's making me angry, but I'm trying not to let that show too much. And I don't want him to get in trouble, because his grades are good, right? I don't want him to get in trouble. I just imagine the scenario where he gets expelled from school, and then this is
if he hits him, he's going to get suspended. That's it.
That's how it works, right?
That's at least where my kids go to school. Doesn't matter what was said. But I got to believe, I'm just guessing at what this kid said.
Yeah, you know probably what he's saying. Because you know the situation.
Yes. I'm guessing that nobody's going to be overly mad that he hit him.
Because of what the kid was saying. It's kind of like a time to kill.
Yeah, it's like, oh, that's bad. So you swung on him. Okay, you're not allowed to do that. You're suspended, but nobody's bad. Well, here's the thing. You're also not his parent.
Exactly.
And you're not parenting him now.
No, I'm not.
So if he does swing, what kind of, like, I was able to tell my kids, like, hey, if a fight starts, go ahead and fight back. You're going to get in trouble at school. You're not going to get in trouble with me. You're not able to do that.
I can't give him that promise.
Right, you can't give him that promise where I'm like, don't worry about it.
No.
Right? If you get suspended, you're good.
Like,
can't give him that. That's a little bit harder.
Absolutely. And I think he's telling me this because, and I don't know for sure, but because maybe this is something he doesn't feel comfortable bringing up with his grandma.
Yeah, of course.
And so he's telling me this in this moment. So it's not like something that I... And I don't want to break his trust like that have him think that every conversation we have goes right back to
his family. You can't tell his grandma.
You can't do that. So, but like you said, I can't make him any deals. Like a prosecutor can. I can't make him any deals. I can't give him, you know, king for a day or whatever that stuff is. I can't do it. So in that moment, I'm just thinking, all right, what are you supposed to say?
Well, that said, though, I think if his grandma heard what was said.
Agreed.
Then, you know, nobody's going to be mad.
If you hit him.
Here's the other thing. You always have to ask your kids, or in this case your nephew, can you kick this kid's ass?
Well, I asked him that.
And every kid thinks, but if they pause, then it's, I'm right.
He seemed very confident. And I said, well, how do you know that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and at that moment, I'm already thinking, like, you're probably already in too deep, Reed. Why are you asking this? How do you know that? And he's like, you know, because I just know I could. I'm bigger than him. And then he starts to bring in the... his friends versus my friends. I'm like, no. Mm-hmm. He's like, no, but I know my friends would never switch that. No. It's not, this isn't a gang war.
Right.
It's not, because that's, and for whatever reason, that's normal for kids.
Sure.
At least for boys in school to think like, well, I'll make sure that I've got better friends on my side, bigger friends on my side than you do. But when it comes down to it, that's not how it works. The fight's going to end up being between two guys, you and him.
Right.
And the question is, can you beat him up? And also, are you prepared to get beat up?
Right.
And so that's that's what I ended up saying, was I asked him if he thought he could beat him up. And, of course, he's telling me that he can't. Oh, yeah, for sure. And I said, are you prepared to get beat up? And he said, well, you know, I don't think he can't beat, you know, I'm pretty sure I could beat this kid up. I said, right, but. Right. If he were to get that swing in or whatever, somehow, he could lose a fight. People lose fights that shouldn't necessarily lose fights. If you lose that fight and this kid beats you up and you both get in trouble, are you going to feel better or worse than you do right now? Because right now the situation is you've got this kid who keeps saying the same terrible thing to you and to friends at school, and you don't like that he's saying it. Of course, no one would. Right. I don't like that he's saying it. And that's the world that you're living in currently. If you lose this fight, then you're going to be living in a world where the kid who says that also
beats you up. And he's going to say it more.
And he's going to keep saying it. That's what I said. He's
maybe.
Keep saying it.
Like, usually, at least at that age, 13, 14.
I kind of thought if the adults
younger,
get involved.
Yeah, and once you fight, it's usually kind of over.
Yeah.
Or at least my,
that's true.
I never
that's true.
Really had, like, got, like, finally gotten into the fight. Where then it continues. Like, we may not
you're
be
right.
friends.
No.
But there's usually, like, whatever it was that started it kind of just goes away.
I didn't think about that. You're totally right. Looking back, yeah. There was all those times that I was scared to go to school because somebody wanted to kick my ass, and it could last weeks, maybe even over a month, where I'm trying to avoid someone. But once we finally had that confrontation, it was always over.
Yeah.
But I didn't think about that. But I did think that at his age, at least, a lot of times, once parents find out, once adults find out, if a parent were to find out what this kid was saying, if an adult were to find out what this right. kid was saying, that the kid might stop saying it. That the parent might be like, you said, you know what I mean? Some, a lot of times, those kids can still be influenced by adults, by the fear of their parents, at least.
I don't know.
That you don't?
I don't know that to be true.
But I also don't like the idea.
If his parents said, like, hey, you know, don't say that, I don't know that that means he's going to not say it in school. The kid knows not to say it.
Yeah.
You're making it seem like his parents are enlightening him or threatening him with trouble. He knows if anybody says that he says this to his kid, he's in trouble, and he knows that it's wrong. Like, you know, so.
But isn't there some pushing boundaries to see maybe I'm getting away with it? Let's see how long I can get away with it. I felt like in junior high, at least, that was still kind of a thing. Like, you know, I'm getting away with it right now. Nobody's saying anything. It's just.
Yeah,
kinda,
I mean, maybe if the.
I could be wrong.
Maybe
I
if the
know.
Parents talk to him, I just. I've never seen a parent just straighten out a bully for saying something, and then that bully being like, oh, sorry, dude, I didn't realize, and then stop doing it. If it's not that sentence, it'll be something else.
So,
right? Like, if he's really like, oh, I can't say that, but I will say this, or, you know, it'll just be like, oh, you told your grandma on me? Like, you know,
yeah.
It's not going to go away.
So, I don't like the idea
prison
of...
Prison rules, man.
I don't... Exactly.
They use plastic trays in that bitch?
I've heard them talk about trays.
Right,
so
right. No, I told my kids they said they use paper trays, so we had to rethink it.
Yeah, could be.
Plastic tray right to the back of the head.
That man, I was kind of thinking, like, sucker punch is good, because you say you're confident, but
you don't even have to sucker punch, because people are going to say it. Next time he says it, just hit him.
That's it.
And by the way, don't do it outside. Don't do it, you know... After school, do it right in the middle of the hallway so that teachers come and break it up. Nobody's going to get their ass kicked. Nobody's going to get killed.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, today's day and age is a little bit different, but I have to assume nobody's carrying a gun there.
Right.
Let's just, you know, hope that that's the case.
Yeah. Because he asked what I would do. And I said, well, if I'm being honest with you, man, if someone said that to me, I think I would be so angry that in that moment I would probably punch him in the mouth.
Yeah.
I said, now, I don't know if that means that I would have gotten beat up after that or what, but I could understand you being angry enough to want to hit that kid.
Yeah.
And as I'm saying all this, I'm thinking, God, I'm probably doing this wrong.
No.
But at the same time, I should be telling him, you know, just avoid him. It's just words, you know, that sort of thing. Mm. But I'm thinking, God, I don't like this at all. I don't like this world that he's living in where some kid can get away with saying this about him at school. And now I know that feeling that you've talked about before where you're like, I want to hurt this kid.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I want to find his parents and shake
right.
them down. Like, what
I'll
is going
his dad.
On? Exactly.
Right.
So I don't know. But,
I was thinking a lot. Like, I don't fight that kid's dad.
Yeah.
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 No, I think, yeah. My advice would be like, he says it again. I think you say, don't say it again, man. I think you give him once. Like, I'm telling you right now.
I told him to draw a line
do
in the
not
sand.
Say it again. Yeah. Never again, dude.
Yeah.
And then if he does it again, then it's just, go fast. Don't, and I would explain to him, don't Square up.
I did.
Don't. We're not getting in a boxing stance.
Yeah.
Just put your hand out of your pocket and hit him in the face.
Yeah.
As hard as you can.
I said, look, man, about 90.
And then jump on him.
And don't stop.
Right.
And someone pulls you off.
Right. Let the principal pull you off.
Yeah. It's hard for me to think back.
And then when you get in there and they say, what the hell happened? Then you blurt it out to the principal. He said this.
Yeah. No kidding. I should have added that.
Like, what?
I didn't think that part. Hopefully he will just know to say that. But yeah, I told him, thinking back on all those fights I saw in junior high and high school, I can't think of many. I may not be able to think of one where the person who won threw the second punch. The person who throws the first punch is almost always the one. Because like you said, when you start squaring up, he said, I'll meet you at the park. And now we're lends itself.
The principal's going to bring him up. And I would think, like, now maybe he would have to fight this kid after school. This kid's going to find him later on. There's a lot of things going on there. But I think that pretty much ends when they find out what he said.
Right, because
like, I think the rat to the school and the parents would be like, all right, now we've gotten into a physical altercation about this. Dude, that you're done. I feel like there would be, you know, I feel like it'll be worse on that kid who said it because there was a physical altercation about it.
Yeah, I hope so.
As opposed to if somebody just said, hey, you keep saying this, everything would be like, all right, whatever.
So I did it right. It sounds like, because I told them, tell them basically what you said, the line in the sand, it's over.
Yeah,
and that you've let it go this long, but you're not letting it go any longer. And so if he says it again, that's that.
Right.
He's like, yeah. So then he.
I just want to make sure that you're not making some sort of analogy about me talking about your mother.
You want to make sure that I'm not?
Yeah, that you're like, if you say it again, anything about your mom, you're going to hit me?
No.
All right, I just want to make sure that we're not there yet.
Role playing? No, we're not. Right. We're not there.
Up next, speaking in tongues.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo!
All right, we're going to do the news here. I'm not going to hit you. This was not some sort of analogy or a metaphor. I promise. It really was what was going on with him. Oh, and the thing that I forgot I was going to tell you is I had just read the same. All right, here we go.
I'm just waiting to see.
I had just seen something. You probably saw it too. I saw it on Twitter.
Pussy.
Probably saw it on Twitter. Here we go.
Yeah, come across the table.
Then
f*** her.
I can't get him to change subjects. I'm trying, Snow Cone. I'm trying. But this thing said that you're a guy who likes to fight.
Because at the end of the day, you're going to have to wake up tomorrow morning. No, I'm the guy who kicked your ass and f***ed your mom.
Yep, been waking up.
That's like, I don't know how you do that.
Been waking up.
That ain't something easy to wake up to.
22 years of experience, so I'll tell you about it. But they actually knew. Did you see that thing that said NYU did a study and found out that guys who get into males.
Right, real quick, do you remember that story? Because it made me think of it. There was a lady that maybe worked here, was a record rep or something, and she said she was at a Cardinals game. They were Royals fans. Do you remember this?
Not yet.
And apparently she had like a bunch of beers, and she was being mouthy, and. One of the, I think it was a Cardinals fan, but teams could be different. But she's being mouthy, and she's talking smack to this guy, right? And she's with her husband, and the guy stands up, and he looks at her husband, and he says, if you don't shut that up, I will.
God
damn. And, right, and that dude knew that there's nothing he could do, so he just sat down. I was like, oh, no. Like, that's
out of a movie.
Right, like. Oh, what are you doing then? Like, I just told you I'd hit your wife and I'll kick your ass. You're like, well, we're going to move sections, bro.
Honey, you best be quiet.
Right.
Be quiet.
How emasculating. I don't know what I would do.
That's as emasculating as it gets.
You have to.
No.
I don't know.
No, because now you're getting beat up by this guy.
Right. Now it's like, good. Now he insulted me and he kicked my ass.
Well, it's you get beat up or you have the drive home where you didn't even try.
You might already hate your wife anyway. Who knows? Yeah.
And you got to drive home. She has to drive home. You can't see out of both your blackened eyes.
Exactly. No good. Well, all I was going to say is that thing that was on Twitter said that they found out that guys, when they get in fights, if they win a fight, like you get in a fight, you win your first fight, then it makes you want to fight more. And I thought, well, this seems pretty obvious, but they did these tests on rodents. I don't remember for sure what kind of animals they were. I think it was mice. But they found out that men who get into fights, if they win that first fight, then they want to fight even more than they had before. And that desire to fight keeps getting stronger and stronger. So that's where you get these guys like, you looking at me? In the bar because they've been in fights before. And I thought,
well, I didn't need a study to do that. A lot of dudes who get in their first fight get their ass kicked.
Exactly. And don't.
Like, hey, I don't want to do that again.
Exactly. Right. So why do you need.
The guy who wins and keeps winning is like, this is fun. I'm going to kick your ass, too.
Right.
I'll kick your ass and your ass. I'm good at this.
Imagine you're a rich guy who donates money to that school, and you're like, this is what you studied? Is that guys who win in fights like to fight more? Trust me, I could have told you that. Right. You don't even have to lose a fight. You can just know there's a good chance you will lose most
guys
fights.
Guys who hit home runs like to play baseball more.
Exactly.
And guys who strike out.
Exactly.
The Church of Laszlo.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know. Could kill
murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo. The news.
Yeah, do it.
Well, if you have a 401k, you're probably broke today. Why?
Why? God damn.
Because.
What?
I'm trying to get people's attention.
Come on, man.
It's not that bad. But the
it's
Chinese.
Bad, isn't it?
Now, well, I don't know how bad it is. I was asking Twitch about it yesterday off the air. You may have heard me because I was trying to understand all this. But there's a new AI in town. You've heard of ChatGPT, and you've heard of Gemini. Now you've got DeepSeek, and it's Chinese, and it became the number one app in the App Store. It's very popular. And apparently, it's better than our AI. Why? Well, I guess it needs fewer models to learn from. And the big thing there is that that means it uses less energy because AI uses a lot of energy, also requires a lot of hardware, you know, like the PC programming resources, like your phone. You got an iPhone, probably 14, something like that. And, you know, usually Apple gives you all the old stuff. Or gives all the old phones the new stuff, but with AI, they're like, yeah, you're going to have to get a new one. A lot of the Android phones the same way, because they're saying you need really good hardware for this stuff to work. Apparently, this thing is just less of a resource hog in all those ways, and it learns better with less information. That's the very dumb breakdown that I got this morning trying to figure out why it's so much better. But because it became so popular, a lot of people started selling off stock in these other American companies like NVIDIA, which NVIDIA has famously been the company that could do no wrong for the last however many years. I mean, every time you thought, it's so expensive, there's no way it'll make any more money, it doubled, and then it doubled again. And so NVIDIA started losing money. All these companies started losing money. And the big headline was, oh, check your portfolio, because this Chinese AI could have hurt your bottom line there. Now, Trump also is upset about this because, you know, he didn't want to lose to China. And he told the American tech bros and gals, hey, do better. Watch out for China here.
The AI arms race now affecting your wallet as a new technology from a small Chinese lab sends big U.S. companies reeling. DeepSeek, a Chinese company, released a virtual assistant fueled by artificial intelligence last week. It quickly climbed to the top of the Apple App Store, fueling a dramatic sell-off of AI stocks yesterday.
It is mind-blowing, and it is shaking this entire industry to its core.
The release of DeepSeek AI from a Chinese company should be a wake-up call for our industries that we need to be laser-focused on competing to win.
Trump. You didn't recognize
him? Sound like him at all.
Yeah, he's reading off a teleprompter. You know, he sounds different.
It sounds like his core.
No, it's him.
The release of DeepSeek AI from a Chinese company should be a wake-up call for our industries that we need to be laser-focused on.
You're right. Like there's a little staccato there. Yeah, you're right. There's a little
bit. It sounds like AI.
I watched the video of him, but that doesn't mean that the video wasn't created by DeepSeek. I don't know. Now, Coronado Crackman said $600 billion lost. I don't know if that's what he lost personally, if that's what the market lost. I'm really not sure. But they're acting like this has been a very bad development for American stock portfolios. Because, you know, we were, I guess, doing well in the AI sphere with Google and ChatGPT. But I always wonder, I was talking to Brooke about this last night, and I've thought about this before this story about this Chinese one. When we hear about ChatGPT and Gemini, we get this idea that, like, okay, so America, we came up with this AI stuff. But I always wonder, what is going on in China? Who actually did it first? You know what I mean? Like, if you ask Americans who invented the car, a lot of them will probably say Henry Ford, right? A lot of them think that Henry Ford did it because the way school kind of
focuses. That's what
focuses,
I would say at this moment right now.
Okay, because
I think
they kind of
invented the assembly
production line. Right, but they want you to kind of, you know, he's our guy, so we'll focus on that. So I always wondered, does China have a better AI system? Did they beat us to AI? And I literally had just been thinking that a couple weeks ago, and then I see this app pop up and it becomes the most downloaded app. Now, can you download it? Is it safe? I don't know. That seems to be the big question. It's like, well, they always say everything from China isn't safe. Is it, you know, going to breach your phone or steal data from you? I don't know. They're going to say, be careful because it's Chinese, but they say that about everything that's Chinese. So it's available. Mm-hmm. It's on the App Store. Is TikTok still not on the App Store? Is it still down from the App Store? I saw people selling iPhones that had TikTok loaded on there for thousands of dollars because they got like new iPhones, downloaded TikTok right before it was taken away. But I thought TikTok was
sorted back. App Store.
It's still not there, huh?
Nope.
Crazy. But
if you have it, you can use it.
You have it, you can use it.
Yeah, I still have it. I can open it.
Yeah. That
we should all download DeepSeek before they get rid of it, I guess.
I guess, right? Go get a new phone, get DeepSeek, and then say, hey, I got the latest phone. Will you download it? Will you try it?
I'm happy with ChatGPT right now.
You know,
like, if I found out that it was like whatever you were talking about, I honestly.
Using less resources?
My eyes. I'm like, what? Are we not like it recycles better? I don't know.
Exactly. I'm like, okay, so it runs, it requires, and they're worried about energy consumption for AI. Well, that's like a global problem. That's not a me thing that I worry about.
Yeah,
I don't use AI and think, oh, God, I'm probably causing hurricanes in Florida.
No.
I don't think about that. So I'm with you. If it works, if what I have works, then fine. If you say this thing will do something magical that the others don't, well, then tell me. I did hear that people were asking about like Tiananmen Square and stuff like that, and that it was, you know, covering some of those answers a little differently than the American AI would have. But I guess that's to be expected as well. So I'm surprised that it's the most downloaded app in the App Store already. I know AI is popular, but did people think they're, I don't like ChatGPT or I don't like Gemini enough, or do they just want to try something new? I don't know. How often do you use the ChatGPT app or the Copilot app, or how do you access it?
ChatGPT app.
You use the ChatGPT app on your iPhone?
Yeah.
And that's how you use it most of the time?
I talk to it pretty regularly.
Do you,
you know, voice? Sometimes 3-4 times a day, sometimes no, but more than 5 times a week for sure.
Yeah.
And it's usually just Googling things. Sometimes I've lately, and I'll use it for things that I'm like, oh, I should look up. Like, whatever it is. I'm coaching my kids' basketball team. And I was like, what's an easy way to coach the box and one defense? Like, and I know how I was going to do it, but I was like, maybe there's something out there that'd be like, this is the easiest way. So it tells me. There was an advertisement for something, some sort of supplement. And I was like, man, that looks good. I wonder if that works. And I started thinking about it. I could go to some of these supplement review sites. I mean, those things are all bought and paid for, too.
Exactly.
You
know?
So I just went to ChatGPT and was like, does this work?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it gave you an answer.
Yeah, like it was like, yes. I could read you, but it was,
It was a straight ahead. That's what I like, is that instead of having to search through pages and stuff, and like you said, try and make sure I'm not looking at something that's actually just sponsored content, that hopefully it's just giving me the straight answer based on all the information out there. Hey, based on everything we know, here's your answer.
Right. It gave
me... That's a game changer.
Yes, it's effective. Blah, blah, blah. It gave me this whole thing. Gave me what it was made up out of.
Was this for Colin Broom?
No, it wasn't. And then it said... And then really, at the end of it, it said, here's 5 products that I suggest that we know work.
That's what I was going to say. That
right, it didn't suggest one I was looking at.
Or
it was really a toothpaste to repair
thing.
Enamel.
Oh, okay.
Because I would drink cold water or whatever, you know, and I'm like, all right. And then I saw this thing. It's like, you know, hey, you know, try this toothpaste or whatever. I was like, oh. I was just like, I wonder if that works. So I typed it in. And I said, yeah.
Yep. I've done it for stuff like that, too, and it'll say yes or no. And sometimes it does say yes, and I'll say, but there's a much cheaper way to get it.
Right. Yeah.
It's been sold for a long time. This is nothing new. You know, something like that. It's useful. I don't pay for it.
Well, there are things when I asked about, like, how to teach this defense, I did. It did say, do you want me to draw a diagram? And I was like, cool. And its diagrams are not great. I mean, this has got, like, 32 basketball players.
Okay.
I'm like, all right, well, that ain't right.
It's a good-looking picture, though.
It is. Like, I get what they were going for, but it got screwy.
Yeah, and that was from ChatGPT?
Yeah.
No, that's a pretty good picture there. I've found that Gemini, just in my limited experience, does a better job with pictures, but I think ChatGPT's gotten better at it. I don't. When I hit my limit, though, I don't feel like I need to pay for this. Brooke pays for it. She uses it all day, every day, so she has an account. When I get to my limit, first of all, you get to your limit like on your phone. I can go to my laptop, and it acts like I'm starting from scratch. I can use my other phone, and it acts like I'm starting from scratch. So it's expensive.
My ChatGPT says you've reached your limit or whatever.
Yeah,
and then I manually close the app. close everything yeah. else, relog in, and it starts over again.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's like deleting your browsing yeah. history and it just works?
Yeah.
The thing I've heard some people say about the app on your phone is that it doesn't remember your conversations that you've had in the past. But I think that's only if you're using Copilot on iPhone. I think if you're using the ChatGPT app, it definitely remembers it. Yeah, I know it does on your laptop, but I think it does on your phone, too.
You can go to it if you want.
It learns more and more about you the more you talk to it.
Well, it'll tell you. Like, if you say something, I'll be like, hey, I'm coaching my son in basketball. It'll say, memory. And it now knows you have a son who plays basketball.
Okay.
And it does it all the time.
See, mine's never done that. Like, it never remembers anything about me.
Yeah,
I don't use it as much as you guys, but it's never remembered anything about me.
Are you using it on a laptop or your phone?
My phone.
And is it the ChatGPT app?
I've tried ChatGPT and Copilot.
Because I have heard that the Copilot app on your iPhone, you might not be logged into your Microsoft account.
There was
today,
a few weeks ago, we messed with it, and it never remembers stuff about me.
So it remembers everything
that
I've asked it. It has on my side, and I can just ask and be like, what do you know about me?
Exactly, and it gets better and better.
Right. And it'll tell
us
the more you talk to it. Yes, Hunko, and it should know, especially if you create an account, it should know. You should be able to pull up old conversations.
That's, yeah, like mine will just because I'll ask it questions like, who was the pitcher on the Detroit Tigers team? And then I'll ask you like, oh, are you a Tigers fan? You say, yeah. So it goes, oh, memory. So like mine says, you're laid back, funny, enjoy finding absurdity in everyday situations. You love sports, especially baseball and football. A huge fan of Detroit teams. You're a single dad with two boys. You stay busy juggling family and work. So I must have been asking like, what's the best meal prep service? Yep. It remembers all this stuff.
Yeah, yeah. See, I think maybe I asked mine about like, you know, pop culture and sports figures or whatever, because mine just says, you know, you've used me 3 times in 30 days. You,
okay.
Your average question is this many lengths. You're probably in the U.S. You know, it doesn't
okay.
Mine
gotta,
says, I never
gotta,
said like I'm coaching my son.
We got to fix that for
mine
you.
Mine says, you're Laszlo from the Church of Laszlo Radio Show and Podcast.
Yeah. It works so much better when it knows you. It's great because you can ask it.
So should I just start telling it stuff?
You should be able to log in.
Well, you don't have to start telling it, but if you just start asking it questions.
It figures it out.
And then if it asks you a question in return, just answer it. Because it'll say like, oh, you have a son and he likes basketball. Then if you respond like, well, we're just playing, it's not his favorite sport. Then it'll ask you like, oh, what's your favorite sport? Boom. What's your favorite team? If you do it for just a little bit,
yeah.
Now all of a sudden,
yes.
If you start talking to it, it knows, like, oh.
See, I mostly use it for, like, Google. Like, hey, like, I think yesterday was, like, how many teams have gone to 3 Super Bowls consecutively?
Yeah, but it can still
and that's not
going to
learn anything about
bit.
Me. You know what
did
I mean?
It didn't ask you a question after that?
No, it just told me, here's how many teams
have gone. I'm going to look at your app and see how you're using it, because you're going to enjoy it a lot more
okay.
if it knows who you are
okay.
and you can recall that stuff.
Time for a smoke break.
Fire it up.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock. It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know. Could kill
the order of hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo. The rest of the news, my man.
You do that, I'm going to have a cheese it.
Go for it. You called this. You said, hey, if Trump wants to start changing the names of things on the map, it'll be official if the map makers actually change the names. Once they do that, then fine. That's what makes... Because we said, what makes it matter? Like, just what most people call it? Or because it's officially in the book somewhere? Or, and Laszlo said, whether or not it's on the map. If it's on the map, then that's
if
what it is.
If you Google Florida, image it. And it says right next to it, the Gulf of America.
Uh-huh.
And it's the Gulf of America.
Well, you might want to Google that.
But when you open Google Maps in the near future, you can expect to see the names Gulf of America and Mount McKinley. The company saying yesterday its maps will reflect the name changes ordered by President Trump on Inauguration Day. President signing an executive order renaming the Gulf of Mexico, the Gulf of America, and also changing back to Mount McKinley.
Yeah.
Google says it will make the changes as soon as the Federal Geographic Names Information System is officially updated.
Yeah. So I didn't know this, but I was reading something last night. I don't know if this is true, because I was reading on social media. They said Obama was the one who changed McKinley back to Denali.
He did.
And that people still have always called it Mount Denali. That's the native name. The Russians called it the Big Mountain or something. But the native name, according to this thing, was Denali. And that's what locals call it. And they said they've always called it that. But then did you see the reason that they said it got the McKinley name in the first place?
Mm-mm.
It just made no sense. It said that there was a guy up there, he wandered out of the wilderness and found out that McKinley had gotten the Republican nomination for president. Like, it was leading the ticket. And I thought, okay, But that doesn't explain why. If you go on Wikipedia even, I think that's what it says. Like, he came out and goes, oh, wait, McKinley's going to be the GOP candidate? All right, well, Mount McKinley. I didn't understand that. But they did talk to locals up there, and they said, it's always going to be Denali. We'll call it Denali. Call it whatever you want on a map. I say, I'm with Laszlo. If the map says it's McKinley, it's McKinley.
And you may be like, well, I'm going to continue to call it the Gulf of Mexico. Okay.
That's fine.
But your kids' grandkids won't unless they change it back.
That's right.
It's literally the Gulf of America now.
The Gulf of America is a good one. The Denali-McKinley thing is fine. Who cares? But the Gulf of America.
I don't even know who McKinley is.
That's a good one. Right? Like, I mean, was he one of the presidents that got killed?
No. I don't know who he is.
He was president. You know that much.
Not really. When you said Mount McKinley, where did his name? I was like, I think that might have been a president. There's no way I know everybody who was ever president.
I would say he was president.
Snowbone would say there's no way to know every president.
There's no way to know. There's definitely not. I think he was president before Teddy.
Teddy who?
Roosevelt. Mm. And maybe after Grover.
Bridgewater.
Grover Cleveland. Huh?
Teddy Bridgewater was not president?
Not yet, but...
He should be.
I like that ticket, actually. Yeah, that's a good one. We should get more pro athletes running for high-level positions, Senate, things like that. We need more celebrities in office, you know? All of these politicians just want to be celebrities anyway. Why not have people that are already celebrities? But then we know how we feel about them. I don't have to watch their stupid commercials. You know you hate Tom Hanks.
Yeah, I'm not voting for him.
It doesn't matter. You're not going to vote for him. Mm-mm. But you know you love Mark Wahlberg. He wants to be the governor of Massachusetts.
I'll vote for him.
You're voting for him. Right. And that's that. Yeah, I say more celebrities in politics for sure. ICE has been cracking down.
Baby.
Trump said...
No, they come with...
Ice, baby. Damn, it was plain vanilla ice.
It looks like a giant ice cream truck
We're here
with a cage in the back.
We're here to separate your families. We're going to separate your families.
What about that guy who was on Instagram or whatever? He's like, come get me, bitch. Did you see him?
No, I didn't see that.
Oh, people were like, make this guy famous, you know, because he was a construction worker somewhere. He had a hat on. He's like, you know, basically he was on Instagram or X or something, some sort of social media. It could have been TikTok. I have no idea. But he's looking at the camera like, I'm an illegal.
Undocumented.
Screw you, Trump.
Come get me,
bitch.
And did they come get him?
People were like, find out who this guy is and send it to Trump, I guess. I don't know.
I could see that happening. I don't know. This thing I watched this morning, I thought this was a little odd because one of the defenses you hear from... So it used to be that liberals were anti, illegal immigration, undocumented, whatever, right? Because they were the party of labor, right? And we don't want these jobs going. We don't want people underpaying someone, undercutting. You got to pay a fair American wage. And then just like everything in politics, I'm out switched. And the party who's like, hey, we got to stop immigration, slow it down, whatever, fix it, became the Republican thing. That was their big issue this year, really their single biggest issue. And Trump said, I'm going to start kicking people out. Now, I told you the Columbia story, which is like something out of a movie where you go, that's so ridiculous.
Has anybody been picked up? I've read stories. They're like, oh, ICE was at my kitchen at Applebee's today.
Yeah.
But I've never really seen it.
So, okay,
like, that doesn't mean that. In the sense, like, I'm not, that could just be a guy who's not even at Applebee's who's putting something out on the internet that, like, you know, ICE came into my Chili's and arrested three dishwashers. I'm like, well, did they really? I don't know
if that particular story is
true. I've never seen a dude out in an ICE costume.
Me neither. But
I do live in a white suburban neighborhood, so.
I watched video of it now. I saw the press has been following them around.
What? Uniform do
they wear? They kind of look like Border Patrol agents or police. They've got the bulletproof vesting and it says ICE across it. It just looks like...
It says ICE across it?
It says ICE on the back, yeah. And it probably says it on the front,
too. Like FBI?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, basically. It says ICE. And
ICE.
They've got like a new head of Homeland Security that I think Trump put in place, I assume. And so, I guess Homeland Security, are they in charge of ICE? Are they the parent company? What did we do before Homeland Security? Because we didn't have Homeland Security till 9/11. I'm getting distracted. Anyway, ICE is going out, and they are grabbing people, undocumented citizens.
How do I know?
And they're rounding them up. I don't know exactly how they find out.
Maybe someone rats on them off? Is that it?
There was a politician. I won't say who because I don't remember. You can look this up. There was some politician. I want to say it was in the South, maybe. But he proposed this idea of like giving people money if they rat
there
out.
Incentives.
Yeah, who was that?
Yeah.
Was he a governor or a state rep or something like that?
There was like a tip line last time, but there was an incentive.
I think there still is, but you don't get paid or anything.
Yeah, but there has people like, you know, calling for incentives.
But you can call. You can say,
but you can send in tips.
I think this guy, my work is undocumented. Yeah. So the thing I watched this morning.
If you're a rat. Kicking it around.
If you're a rat.
Well, you know what?
Or if your ex is undocumented.
Yeah, yeah, and Papu might want to check their, keep their door closed
check
for
their,
a minute.
Check their status.
I'm just kidding.
I watched a video of them doing this, and this was the thing that really got me. Now, I don't. It wasn't a lot of people, I guess, but they were talking about ICE going out and doing these big roundups. And just for this one whatever that they went on, that the media happened to be following them, they rounded these people up, and if you listen to this, I think I pulled the audio. I think this was in New York.
Okay, but where do they go? That's what I'm saying.
It looked like they were in like apartment complexes.
So they just go like, all right, so this is an apartment complex filled with illegal immigrants?
It looked like they knew who they were looking for. They were going and grabbing
somebody.
That's
what I'm saying. I don't really understand how they're getting that information. Like, I get a tip.
Yeah.
Like, hey, there's a guy in our kitchen who works. I understand that part of it.
Yeah.
That seems like a lot of resources to go get one dude, right, at... You know, Hooters.
Right. It seems like they have a list. Like, here's all the people we're going to go try and find today. And I don't know where that list comes from.
Where they got it?
Is it all coming from tips? I really don't know. But when they rounded these guys and gals up, and I'm not trying to be insensitive. I don't know what the proper language is. It almost sounds, you know, rounding them up sounds like animals. But I mean, that's what they're doing as they're, you know, going out and getting all these people.
So are they raids? Are they raiding?
Yeah, kind of like a raid, whatever. But they get these people and they said, of this group.
Are we going to get a TV show?
Probably. You've already got a...
ICE, New York City.
There's a TSA show.
There is one.
There's
there
a
is?
TSA show. Well, there's a border, like, there's a border patrol show.
I've been wasting my life watching 12 seasons of Bosch.
I think there's an ICE.
The border patrol show might have ICE in it. Check to see if there's both. Anyhow, in this particular segment...
I want to see them go to a house, though, like the FBI.
That's what I watched. That's
really?
What I watched on the news, yeah.
Yeah, but I want to see a TV
show. You
want
to see a TV show, I get it. But in this roundup, they said that half of these...
Immigration Nation on Netflix. Watch unprecedented access to ICE operations. So, I mean, that's
the Border Patrol thing like. is a series. Look up the Border Patrol thing because that's a reality show. I think there's got to be a new one now since they're doing all these new. It seems like they're spending a lot more money and doing a lot more. What do you call them? Missions? I don't know. Going out to get people. But they said of these people that they arrested, half of them had criminal records. And they specifically said that is not including the fact that they were undocumented, you know, that they were in the country criminally.
Okay.
So, you know, people don't like saying illegals anymore, whatever. But we're not counting that part. They said almost half of them had criminal records. I thought
that
was crazy.
This morning, an escalating crackdown nationwide on illegal immigration. Federal officers on the move in major cities. Newly confirmed Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem in New York.
How busy has this been over the past week?
Busier than we've seen in a while.
The number of daily arrests rising. ICE arrested nearly 1,200 undocumented immigrants in one day. Roughly half had criminal records, in addition to being in the country illegally.
Okay, 1,200. Roughly,
600 of them had criminal records.
Roughly half had criminal records. That surprised me, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the whole propaganda or whatever, that talking point of like, no, these are, you've got one side saying these are good, hardworking people, and having a criminal record didn't make you a bad person. I don't know what you got in trouble for. But I was surprised by that number that it was almost half of the 1,200 people had some sort of criminal record. Like, I wonder what laws...
But, like, there's... I mean, how... I don't know. I guess we'll just have to see it play out, but also, 1,200 people is not a lot.
Well, for this...
Like, I know, but how many...
Well, someone on Twitch said it.
Illegal immigrants are there.
Someone on Twitch said it. If they try and keep this up, they'll be out of money in 45 days. Like, they're spending so much money right now doing this. It'll be interesting to see if they even attempt to keep this up or if this is like a, hey, kind of a show of force. You got a new administration, said we were going to do this, and he does it for a while. And then when they go, hey, boss, this is really expensive, maybe it kind of quiets down. But maybe not. I don't know. I mean, that's two big things this week with between the Columbia exchange.
Right.
Between the president of Colombia and Trump, and now these big raids rounding people up. You said it, Laszlo. Look, he said what he was going to do. None of this is a surprise.
No.
And I saw
there's
those
an election.
I know a lot of people probably saw the interviews with the first generation immigrants saying, I voted for Trump, and like, what about your family? What about them? Well, they work hard. He's not coming after us because they work hard and they've got jobs. It's like, but are they undocumented? Well, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, look, will you agree that whether you're liberal or Democrat, whether you're totally pro-immigration or you're totally anti-immigration, whatever the case, whatever system we have in place is not good. It's not well-funded. It doesn't work. I know John Oliver did a whole thing about the process of, like, trying to become a citizen to get your visa and all that. It sounds like, we know how bad the DMV is. It sounds like a giant DMV, totally underfunded. They can't do the things that they're supposed to do. They can't protect the border.
Right.
And they can't process people legally. I am pro-immigration in the sense that I think it's part of our identity is, you know, bring us your tired.
Sure.
And if there are refugees that need to get out of their country, I'm all for it. But I wish that there was a system in place where they go, here's what I do, here's how I get there. And they did sort of have a system. They had that app, right? And that app would tell them, this is what you're supposed to do, this is who you're supposed to meet with. Trump shut down that app. We're not sure why. And I don't know if he's turned that back on yet or not. But there were a lot of people who were like almost to the border, and the app got shut down. And like, I don't know what
I'm
legally supposed to do now.
I don't know the right. I'm not well versed in how it should work. How, you know, the Constitution. I just don't know. Like, you know, did everybody before come through Ellis Island? Like, we've heard of that.
Right.
What was the system then? I don't know.
Yeah.
Was there, like, people who came through Ellis Island and people who didn't? Like, I just really don't. I have no concept of how it works. And that's okay to say. And I think it would be even better if more people just said that. Because, like, you're saying, oh, there's millions coming over the Mexican border. And I'm like, really? Huh. Okay. And they're, like, all the stories that you hear.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we need to go back. Well, what was it? I don't know what it was. Like,
I know very little,
I really don't know. Like,
I know that the United States
during the potato famine, how did Irish people get here?
Yeah.
I don't know the answer to that.
Like, I'm with you. Did they all go through Ellis Island?
I don't know.
Right? That's my mind, they did.
Or did some of them? Or those the ones who were rounded up that went through Ellis Island? The other ones just roll in?
Yeah.
I don't know.
In my mind,
the Americans?
Right. I've got that picture in my head that a lot of people probably do, and it's in black and white.
Right, of course.
These immigrants coming through, they're getting stamped, they're getting their paperwork, and they're coming into the country legally. And that's what a lot of immigrants would like to do now. They'd rather be here legally. And I do know the United States will grant refugee status to different countries at different times. Hey,
sure.
You've got this civil war going on. Yes, we're granting people who are fleeing that country refugee status here. But there has to be a place for them to go and basically sign in. That's what we need. We need the ability for them to sign in. I'm pro-immigration, but
right.
I want the system to work so that people can sign in when they get here and we know who's here and what's going on.
Well, I mean, I think that's what Ellis Island was about.
Yeah, totally about it.
Right, it was kind of like, hey, we need to know, you can come, but we just need to know who you are.
We got to get you Social Security.
So in case something happens, we can figure it out.
Yes.
Right?
And in this case, we got to get you a visa or whatever it is. But because the system's so broken, it's easier to say, I'll just crawl over the border here, and I can go get a job, you know, I'll go wait until someone offers me work. And a lot of times, they can work a lot of years without ever getting paperwork, because it's a hell of a lot easier than. And my thing too is like, look, we do have a lot of space. I mean, let's be honest,
we do.
This is a big country, and having immigrants that does help pay for your grandparents and my grandparents' Social Security and all that stuff.
Yours,
people working, you know,
they pay into it and never take out.
Exactly, and having more people paying taxes is usually a good thing for a country. So,
for sure.
I just wish that people could check in.
Yeah,
I mean? Like, that makes sense to me, knowing nothing about it. Like you, I'll totally agree with you. I have no idea how it works, but I would hope that there's a way to check in.
Right, and there's a record of my kids being born.
Right.
Like, they're aware of them. They,
exactly.
They may not have all the information that they'll get later on in life when they get their driver's license or whatever, but they know.
Exactly.
They've got an idea.
Yep.
But again, I don't know how all that works.
I don't know the answers. No, I don't know. I'm sure it would require a lot more funding, I'm sure, to fix the borders.
And a plan of some sort.
And a plan.
But it would it would also take a plan that both sides could be like, well, let's just fix it.
Exactly.
Okay, we're going to argue about these 5 points. Well, all right, you get 2.5, I get 2.5.
That's how it used to be.
And then just, like, figure it out. Like, but that's never going to happen.
No.
It's never going to happen.
Make it easier to check in than to jump over the border. You know what I mean?
Right.
Make people want to check in because they know how to, and they know where to go, and they know that they can check in. Like you said, and let there be a record that person is here.
Right, and I know the right, like Reagan was really pro-immigration.
Yeah, it's flipped now.
Right, it has, but, you know, they used to talk about amnesty. Bush, and even Bush, W, was like, hey, if you're here and you're illegal, and but you're a resident, just come to us and we'll give you the stuff. Like, you're already here. We don't want to, you know.
It felt like student loan forgiveness a little
bit. Right. It was like, you're here. And then people were like, no amnesty. And McCain was like, yes, we need it. And so now I'm like, well, I don't know.
It seems
not
so
even
much
the
easier.
Sides that are on the same side can ever agree about what we're supposed to do with this stuff.
So you're right. Amnesty does sound like such a, at least there's an answer. I mean, that's not something you could actually do. If you tell people, hey, we're giving you amnesty, come get your paperwork.
Yeah.
As opposed to what we're doing here.
And really do it.
Yeah, and really do it.
Because I know there'd be people who are scared. Like, they're not going to really do it. They're going to deport me. But as soon as some people went, and they're like, no, they didn't.
Yes.
They really gave me a driver's license and a Social Security card. Like,
right.
Oh.
Yes.
All right.
The Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
So, do you remember a couple months ago I told you the story about a New York State trooper who pulled over a car for speeding, I think.
And then
a Dodge Charger. No, different story. Mm. I'm sorry. Then he got shot, and the car drove off.
I'd rather be the other guy.
Yeah, me too. He got shot. The car drove off. The other state troopers and local police came in and shut down that part of the highway, and they went searching for this shooter. Do you remember that whole thing?
No.
And they said, you know, this guy came out of the hospital. He's in a wheelchair, and he's getting a standing ovation from everyone.
Oh, they shot himself.
And we said, this guy shot himself.
He dropped the gun, right.
Yeah. And we're like, this guy shot himself. Well, I guarantee he did it. Well, he did. Prosecutors have now officially said it. They're charging him. But, I mean, this is a pretty elaborate thing. So this cop, allegedly, went to the scene, of the future scene of the crime, and dropped shell casings on the ground, okay? Then he drives to, like, a park somewhere where no one's around, shoots himself, then goes back to the scene with the bullet wound and calls for backup. I just got shot. This car drove off, right? Mm. And that thus launches this entire search for this charger.
Last October, Mesia radioing in that he had been shot while approaching a vehicle parked in the median of a Long Island highway. His fellow troopers searching for a suspect Mesia described as black or Hispanic. But police now say there was no assailant and that Mesia staged the shooting scene to gain attention or sympathy for himself, placing .22 caliber shell casings on the ground hours earlier, then shooting himself at another location before returning to the highway to call in the fabricated attack.
Oh, how'd they catch him?
God. So they started searching for this car, and there's no reports of this car anywhere. Then they start looking at the gunshot wound, and they start asking him more questions, and as they're asking him questions, he's not being consistent. So it seems like it did not take them too long before they started to get suspicious of this guy, and now prosecutors feel like they've got enough evidence that they've said this guy shot himself. My thing is, we've talked about how cops can retire fairly young. You'll see a lot of cops on TV in their 40s or 50s, and it says retired, right?
Mm-hmm.
You get a pension and everything. And I think you can get, like, a full pension if you get injured in the line of duty, right? If you get shot. So,
medical.
This guy, I'm guessing, is thinking, hey, if I shoot myself, I can retire now.
Well, I don't think it's just if you get shot. You have to not be able to move.
So I have seen some cops saying, I don't know if every department is this way, but they have to go see like counselors or something after they've been shot. And there can be instances, at least in some jurisdictions, where they say, I have such bad PTSD from this incident, I don't think I can go back out and be a cop anymore. Huh?
I thought they just put you on a desk then.
Maybe
called you a desk jockey.
Yeah, maybe sometimes
like
they
all
do.
All those guys who got shot and don't want to go back out, they're the guys who book you or whatever, ask you questions when you're in there for a DUI. Your
evidence and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, this guy, he's 27 years old. They said that this guy's motive was sympathy, that he liked the attention. And, I mean, look, if you look at it, all these people, his former coworkers and everybody standing outside of the hospital applauding him. Huh?
Got it.
Yeah, he got what he wanted, except, you know, he just didn't get away with it.
I just found it weird that they're like, he was inconsistent. He's a cop. Like, it feels like you should be able to answer that.
I know.
All the questions. You may be able to catch me because I'm not used to all your investigative tricks.
Right, right. Well,
you're a cop, dude. Don't you know, like, what they're going to ask you?
I always think when you're a cop, like, don't you know to get a lawyer? If anyone knows to get a lawyer,
right,
it's got to be a cop, right? Now, I get it. He's a cop, and he doesn't want to arouse any suspicion. And I know they'll say that about getting lawyers. I don't like it when they say that about getting lawyers. But maybe if you're a cop and you get a lawyer.
To get a lawyer, then they know, like, what's going on.
Yeah. And they say,
first asking you who shot you. But I still think you could be like, oh, it's a white Tempo. No?
Yeah.
And I went up to it.
Yeah.
Didn't have a license plate on it. It was parked there. So I was like, huh, I wonder what's going on. I actually didn't think there was anybody in the car. I got up to it. Boom, I got shot. I didn't even get a look at anybody.
Right. You know, that's the other thing that always gets me is the, what did the suspect look like? Black or Hispanic? It's always like, you know, it was a person, like when Susan Smith.
Those are different things.
When Susan Smith pushed that car into the lake, you know, mm-hmm. with their kids in it. Wasn't that her name? And they said, who did? She's like, black guy. And they're like, okay, well, can you draw a picture? And they did that sketch, and it was just totally unrealistic. It didn't look like anything. And it was just a totally black guy with, like, a beanie on. And I hate that that happens so often where they say, yeah, it was a black guy. But this guy actually said black or Hispanic.
Yeah.
Just not a white guy. That's all I know. Somebody, he definitely wasn't white because that wouldn't be believable. Like, what? Why do you do that? Anyhow, the police are very upset about this because they say that it matters. It erodes trust in the police and that Americans have already had some incidents that erode trust. I don't personally think that shooting yourself in the leg and saying that someone shot you and you can't find the guy, that doesn't really erode my trust. If you arrested someone falsely for it,
Like,
oh, there's the guy, then that would erode my trust. But, you know, 27-year-old kid, because I'm in my 40s, 27-year-old's a kid to me. He goes and shoots himself in the leg, wants some sympathy. And then get this. While the cops are doing this investigation into this guy, they go to his parents' house, and for some reason his parents, at his parents' house, because he lived with his parents, at his parents' house they find an illegally modified gun. Now, I assume that it was his gun, right? He's the young cop, whatever. But the parents have also been arrested. When they because they found the gun at the house. So I don't know, does that make you an accessory or what? But question is, let's just say, hypothetically, if you're a New York State trooper and you get shot in the line of duty, there is an option to retire early. But they say you can either keep working or if you say you got too much PTSD and can't work, you can retire and get a pension. Would you go to a park and shoot yourself in the leg? And say someone shot you? Oh, I can't believe you're thinking about it.
Well, I don't want to get caught.
Well, right. That's
the problem. That's the problem. Now this guy got caught. Like, we all think we're smart. Like, do I have a moral problem with it? No.
Yeah.
Of course. If you said, if you added to that hypothetical and there's no way you could get caught, then of course I would.
Well, you and I could come up with a better way to do it because we could help each other. I could get some car, right? They can't trace back to us with the wrong plates on it. I'll shoot you in the leg. I'll run off, and then you get the description of the wrong car. Because I'm involved?
But also you're like, I'll get some car that they can't trace back to us. I'm like, okay, well, where are you going to get that?
We're going to steal
it. And how's it going to work? Yeah. And how do you know they can't trace it back to us? And I just feel like...
Get rid of the car. I will approach you from out of the woods. I come up out of the woods. You're sitting there. You're running a radar just on people driving down the street. I walk up out of the woods. I'm like, hey, cop. I hate cops. And you go, hey, what's your problem? And I shoot you in the leg and I run off. Then you give a description of, you know, it was a heavy set Indian woman. And now they're not looking for me. We're going to get away. We'll get away with that. I actually shot you. The trajectory of the bullet will be correct. We'll do it in a field somewhere where there's no cameras. I'll make sure I've got a hoodie on or something. And we're good to go. Would you do it? You could retire at 27.
I'm getting closer.
Yeah.
I'm getting closer.
Now, they say, like I said, that this guy did it for sympathy. That could be. I know some people really seek admiration and all that sort of thing. That would not be my motive. Would it be yours?
I mean, I'm going to be retire.
Right. You were in the military. Did you ever hope that you would accomplish something where they give you a ribbon and there'd be a big ceremony? Like, was that a motivator for you in any way?
No.
I didn't think so.
No.
Some people, that motivates some people.
Yeah.
It doesn't motivate me. I'm not saying it's a bad thing that motivates you. Might be good. I am saying that the people who are motivated by that stuff are probably also the same people who go to pizza parties, stuff like that. I don't know. And you know what? Being rolled out of the hospital and having all those police there clapping and all their wives are applauding and saying, look at you, you're a hero. Okay, I'll take that on top of the early retirement. Right, I guess it's not so bad, but that's not what I'm looking for. I mean, what should the punishment be for this guy? There's no real victim here. The only victim would be the taxpayers if they have to pay this guy's, you know, pension, medical bills, whatever. So what should the punishment be for this guy? No victim.
Some sort of fraud against the state.
Yeah, they...
Whatever a guy who, you know, whatever that money is. Whatever
taxpayers, fraud. Right?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's the victim is that you're paying for his medical bills or whatever when you shouldn't be.
And the retirement that he was trying to get. You're trying to pull, just because you get caught, there's a fraud for that amount of money.
Yeah. So, you know, I get that, but it's not like we're... taking some innocent person and throwing them in jail. I say just fire him. Just fire him and he can't be a cop anymore. This guy really needs to go to prison.
He's going to go to jail.
Well, he's going to go to jail.
He needs to.
There's probably something wrong with him, too.
He needs to go to jail, too.
If he actually did it for sympathy, then there could be something wrong with him. He lives with his parents. You know, maybe that should be a rule, too. That before you can join the force, you got to get your own place. You know? when they're doing background checks, they supposedly do all these psychological checks on these applicants. Maybe say, do you have your own place? When they say, I live with mom and dad. You go, I think New York State Trooper, that sounds elite, right? That's like a Michigan State cop or a Missouri High Patrol, KBI in Kansas.
I would hate to think that I got pulled over by a dude who lives with his parents.
That's exactly right.
We're like, come on, bro.
Right.
Really? You're telling me?
He's going to be a dick.
And I'm like, well, come on.
You're telling me how to live my life.
Yeah, you're like, oh, you're doing stuff wrong. You still live with your parents.
Exactly.
How am I doing stuff wrong? You know where I was speeding to? F***ing home that I pay for.
98.9 The Rock. Your home for the Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
So, I just said, and off the top of my head, what's the best thing about being a guy? And there's a lot of benefits to being a guy. But I just said, I think it's kind of awesome that there's a lot of young women who prefer to date older men or want to date older men. That's a nice thing. Now, it doesn't mean that you'll necessarily be able to take advantage of it, but it gives you some
hope
in life, right? Mm-hmm. And so there's other benefits. But for me, that would be the top one. Then I see this thing today, and I guess I don't know if this means that this has just changed and, that women are starting to change their minds, but there's this new study, and they said women are now just as likely to want to date a younger guy as men are to want to date a younger woman. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I don't know what that percentage is of people that want to date younger women. All of them. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. Are there guys that are like, I don't want to date a younger
I think young girl. Guys, they're like, oh, let me get that milk.
Sure.
Let me get a cougar. Sure.
That's true. When you're like 21
and
you sleep with that first 31-year-old, that's something.
The problem is when MILFs start to become your age, you're like, well, I'm not into that anymore.
It's not a fantasy anymore.
Right. It's just like that's just my wife.
Yep.
Sucks.
Yeah.
That's the mother of my children.
Right.
Let some young dude love that thing.
Yeah. Let me be the guy that you sleep with as a 21-year-old and ruin someone's marriage.
Yeah.
You know.
I'll be that guy.
But when you're right. When I'm 21, I'll be the guy that ruins someone else's marriage.
Do it.
And that
do it, young buck.
Lazo, a total wingman for me. I hadn't known him very long. Remember the Beaumont Club? That venue in Westport? I don't know what the hell we were doing there, but there was some girl there, and she was fighting with her, we found out later, her fiance. Lazo's like, just go sit and talk to him. I'm like, that chick? She's like in her 30s, which seemed very old to me at the time. Yeah. So I went and sat and talked to her. Lazo and our other buddy, Brother No. 9, came over and played wingman for a while.
Yeah.
Next thing I know, she says, as we're leaving, my friend who I come to the bar with said, hey, we're parked over here. And she goes, I'm taking him home.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. She had a condo at, like, the Western Auto Lofts or whatever.
Yeah.
And, I'm living with my parents. I was, like, seriously, like, 19 or 20. Go over to her loft. She leaves me alone in the living room for a while. She's letting me go through her CD collection or something. And then next thing I know, she comes out of the bedroom in a schoolgirl uniform.
Yeah.
It says, turn off the stereo. We're done listening to music. That was a moment for me. That was a moment.
Nice.
It sucked that she had to drive me home to my parents' house the next morning. Cause
that's even better. Take me home to my parents.
I told her to drop me off at the neighborhood pool. I said, I'm close. Just drop me off here.
Why would you do that? Just be like, I live
right
here.
It was embarrassing.
It was more embarrassing than drop me off at the neighborhood pool.
She knows, man.
I don't know.
And it's the neighborhood pool.
She had like a good job. Like she was like a graphic designer. Anyhow.
What do you care?
As you get older.
You're judging me now.
Right. No,
literally last night, the things I did to you, who's going to judge you?
And you want
to I'll judge you.
Yeah.
I will judge you. Don't judge where I live.
Yeah. You wanted me.
Last time I saw you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she said that split.
Like a crime scene.
She said it split her engagement. So that was something.
Oh, good.
But you're right. When you get older, And you suddenly you're in your 30s, and you look at someone in your 30s, you go, well, that's just yeah. someone I went to high school
with. Not once you get in your 40s and they're in their 30s, it switches again.
They look young again. Yeah. Exactly, that's the thing. Yeah. I tell my fiance all the time, she's like, oh, you're going to want someone younger. And I said, you're always going to be quite a bit younger than me. That's
not
the
young
thing.
Enough, though. That's
well, that's what she's worried about. But the point is, she will always be quite a bit younger than me. Now, as you get older, I know it means less and less. But to me, you're still, if you're 10 years younger than me, it still looks like... You know, a different generation.
Boy.
Laszlo.
Don't
trust
push
me.
This.
Don't push this issue. She
I'm
will
just saying.
She will always be younger to
50's
me.
50's 50. She doesn't matter how old you are.
Now, if I'm 62.
Her age is still her age.
I understand. But as I get older, and this is another gift from God, but
they
I don't know. That,
keep saying,
I don't
all
know
right, that, all right, all right.
I don't know if you agree with this one. I talked to my brother about this, but I think another gift from God is that as you get older, I do find myself being attracted to women my age and older that I would not have been attracted to when I was younger.
So no.
Yeah, that didn't happen to you? I'll see like these gray-haired women, you know, doing an interview and they just go all natural, 50 years old, and I'm like, man, yeah, she's pretty. She looked good. I just felt like, well, this is what God does. This is a gift from God.
Well, I wish God would have given me that.
Yeah, so
it would
I know.
Make my life easier.
I know not everyone has that. So listen, they did the study, 4,500 women in America, women that are looking for long-term partners. And they ask them, you know, what they're looking for in a partner. And they say, the preference for youth among women will be shocking to many people because in mixed gender couples, men very often tend to be older than the woman. That's very common. I'm sure, was your dad older than your mom?
Yeah.
Yeah. Quite a bit older?
No.
My dad was 11 years older than my mom.
My dad was like 4 or 5 years older.
He was 30. She was 19 when he proposed. Can you imagine? That's something
he'd be
else.
Canceled today.
I know. I know. They're married, they're married 50 years. I feel like that gap has gotten a little smaller. But you still, most of the people I know, if they're not older, then they're the same age. Not like high school sweethearts or whatever. Right. But I don't know a lot of people that are dating older women. But they were surprised by these results of women saying that they would like to date younger men. It says, women's preferences on the dates themselves revealed something else entirely as opposed to this whole theory that they love older men. The research team says it's the first study to examine the link between a partner's age and romantic desire in a blind date setting. They looked at data from more than 6,000 participants who were set up on blind dates. Half of the dates were men and the other half women, and most were set up on mixed-sex dates. More than half of them reported being white, with the rest of them being some other ethnicity. It's like when you fill out that form, right? So then they looked at, you know, how much money they make and all those other factors that could play into a long-term relationship. And they found that women, a lot of women, desire a younger man. Yeah, and they desire him to be about as the same, you know, gap as men would. So if a guy who's 35 would love to be with a 23-year-old, well, a lot of women are in the same position.
Sure.
Which is, it is kind of interesting. You do think of women, I know it's old-fashioned, outdated, but of being like, what kind of job does he have? You know, is he going to be a good player?
Well, once they get older, not anymore, because now they, you know, they have their own jobs.
And they're professionals, they're making money. Right. So a 23-year-old is like, I work part-time at the rock climbing place. They're like,
yeah,
that's hot.
God damn. Yeah. Right. Yeah, same way we've been.
They work
that's it.
Day.
I mean, now, hey, women, you know, join the workforce.
Yeah.
All of that stuff has gone through. Now we see it. We know what's going on. You're raping kids at high schools.
Yeah.
And you're banging young dudes. Like, welcome to...
Yep.
Welcome to the patriarchy.
That's how it works, baby.
You're a part of it. You're a part of it now.
In this study, they tricked them because they asked all these participants, like, you know, would you like to be with a younger guy? And a lot of these women said no, right? No. I like, you know, a guy my age, older guy, whatever. Not really attracted to younger men. That's not my thing. Then when they set up all these blind dates, they find out, it turns out, that women are attracted to youth a lot more than they either said or thought. You know, it could have been lying. But if they were telling the truth and thought they didn't want a younger man, well, once they set them up on these blind dates, they found out that, yeah, you're more attracted to all the younger guys.
Yeah.
And guess what? When the men were put on these blind dates, they were attracted to the younger women. Yeah. But see, that's God's plan. It works out because there is that group of women who want an older man. There is that group of men who want an older woman. There's somebody for everybody, you know? Don't you think if you want a younger woman, you don't have to be George Clooney?
No.
You just have to have a job, really. I do think you have to have a job.
And I don't know that to be true.
Well, you need a place to live. I don't know that if you're 45 and you're trying to, you know, win over 23-year-old to take her to your parents' house. I don't know about that.
No, not your parents.
Right.
I mean, I don't know what else. You know, you don't need much.
You just got to sort of have, you know, you got a place. Come on over.
Yeah.
That can impress someone at a young age. They might not even have their own place yet. And boom. Now, for the men, Laszlo, I think some of those relationships with the young women, I think some of those can last. Like, some of those people might get married and stay married. The men dating the older women.
Yeah, you got women, that's where...
What do you think about that?
That's where the equality ends.
Yeah.
And I don't know that's true, but you don't see it a lot. You don't see a lot of... You may see, like, a 23-year-old guy having sex with a 35-year-old.
Yep.
Well, once she gets to be 45, you don't see him really sticking around. I don't see a lot of 70-year-old women married to 50-year-old men.
I see
a lot of 70-year-old dudes married to 50-year-old women.
Exactly.
Just don't.
They're saying that it's equal here, but let's all be honest. That's not just Laszlo. Who amongst us has seen a couple where the guy is 10, 15, 20 years younger than the woman in their long-term relationship? You don't really see that. It's very, very, very rare. So that is unfair. And you know what?
Uh-uh.
It's one of the things that sucks about being a woman, which will lead us into our next conversation, because I said, what's the best thing about being a man? And I said, maybe one of those things is that younger women sometimes want to date you. But I thought it was interesting that on Twitch, twitch.tv/Church of Laszlo, it was the women who started saying, here's what we envy about you. Here's what we think would be the best part about being a man. And you can decide whether they're right or wrong. I've got the whole thing in front of me. Best part of being a man, worst part of being a woman, worst part of being a man, whatever it is. What do you think the worst part of being a man is?
Having to work no matter what.
That is still a thing.
Like, really being told that you just have to provide.
That is...
You don't have any other options.
Thank you.
There's still a beauty. That's the greatest thing about women, is that, you know, you can have a dude take care of you.
Yes.
You can. I'm not saying it's easier, you want to, or you should, or even that you like that setup, or maybe you hate that we've been brought up that way. I'm just saying, if I had that option in my back pocket of like, all right, I just need to meet a dude who's got a good job. I just need to meet a woman who's got a good job, will take care of me. I would like to have that option. I don't.
Right.
And it's never been told that it is an option. Since the day you're born, it's like, yo, you graduate from high school, you either got to go to college or work, man. You got to provide for a family. That is it. That pressure's on you.
That has not changed. I don't care what people say. That has not changed.
Has not changed.
And
you
don't
have options.
I take it too far, I guess, with this whole thought of like, I feel inferior if I make less money than my partner or whatever. But the whole thing about you got to work, it is drilled into you from the time you were a kid. And you do have to. I mean,
I mean, come on, women. You could say, like, oh, no. The truth of the matter is, if you met me at a bar and I was like, I don't have any money.
Yep.
I don't have a job. You'd be like, I'm not dating this guy. Uh-huh. But if I met you out at a bar and you're like, oh, I'm in between jobs right now, but you're hot. I'm like, whatever. Or get anything you want off the menu.
Exactly.
Because I'm just used to it, right?
Yep.
There's a commercial I see all the time where the guy shows up. It's for a car commercial where she uses the car to go pick her up.
Okay.
And they're out eating. And he's saying dumb stuff, right? But part of it's one of the things is like, oh, I forgot my wallet. Sorry. And she's like, I got to go.
Right?
Like, it still exists.
It still exists.
Yeah, but if I was out on a date and a woman said I left my personal car, I wouldn't think anything about it.
Nope.
Nothing. Like,
you didn't expect her to pay.
No.
No one there expected her to pay. And Laszlo has always said, since I met him, women have options.
Yeah.
That's what he's always said, and it took me a while to really understand what that means, but it's totally true, and I see it now.
Right.
When I see girls that I know saying, I want to find someone, I'm like, you could go a rich guy's
Right.
Seriously.
Right.
While you can. Do it while you can.
Yeah. You can find a guy.
Yeah.
You may not love it, but you know what? A lot of dudes don't love their jobs.
Exactly. Exactly. You don't have to do it. You don't have to do it. I'm just saying.
And you may say, I hate that about it.
Yes.
But I just like the option.
Yes, exactly. And we know for a fact there are girls who say, I'm glad that's an option, and they take advantage of it. That's not just us putting pressure on them. There are women out there who would openly admit, yeah, I'm glad that's an option, and that's what I'm looking for.
It doesn't have to be rich.
No.
It could just be someone who can pay the bills.
That's it. Has a place.
Right. Like, you know, whatever it is that you feel like you need, an apartment or trailer park or something, there's a dude out there who will do that for you.
Exactly.
And not even think that he shouldn't.
Right. No.
You're like, oh, of course I should.
This is what I do. How else am I going to have a girl in my life?
I go dig ditches and you do whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah, they really get paid for this.
You believe this shit?
The Church of Laszlo.
Amen, brother.
98.9 The Rock.
Worst things about being a guy, best things about being a guy, worst things about being a woman, best things about being a woman. What is the best thing about being a woman? Boy, I'm going to have to look that one up.
Yeah, being able to
have
buy stuff for you.
Have options has to be my go-to. Women have options. That could just be because you've been saying it to me for years.
Well, it's true.
But if you need me to come up with something else, other than what we already stated, I'll have to check. But I do like that women on Twitch are chiming in about what they think the best part about being a guy is. Stuff that we take for granted. You know, this is all we know, Lazo. Just being middle-aged dudes in America.
Yeah.
Is all we know. So maybe there is stuff we take for granted. But I also think that there's some things that maybe women envy that...
In fact, that we can do the understand. Penis copter?
Well, that was brought up. Not exactly brought up. No, that wasn't brought up at all. But the penis was brought up.
The penis copter. It's something I think everybody would want to do once.
Has every man done it in his life?
Of
yes.
Course,
because
the
first time you do it, you're a little kid. You're like, your mom's getting the bath ready, and you're getting ready. And
Mom
does
it all the time.
You're doing it with your mom?
No, like my mom's in the room, like, I'm going to get your bath ready. Get ready for a bath. I've taken my clothes off, and I'm sitting there waiting to get in the bath.
Where are you?
Penis copter in my bedroom.
Oh.
Woo! She's in the bathroom, and I'm doing penis copter. One time I came in, and the dog walked in.
And he did it, too?
And I was naked. A dog was a girl. I was naked, and my mom said, what are you doing to the dog? And I said, what? She thought I was doing something to the dog when I was naked. To this day, I fear that my mother has a memory of me doing something to the dog when I was naked.
You probably put your wiener on.
I wasn't. She just walked in the room. She happened to be there. She wanted to see what was going on, all the commotion, all the copter noises. And she just happened to walk right by me. My mom comes in.
I'm not
going to
judge what's going on with you.
I did not do anything to the dog.
Okay.
All right. I'll tell you the best things about being a dude. You'll tell us the best things about being a dude. Actually, I think Lazo should tell us the best things about being a woman. We've already got the options thing. Just need a few more. I would if you said you abort.
I said it hasn't come up, but if it did, I would abort.
You know what? It came up with me with someone that we both had sex with, so we'll talk about that later.
Well, now I gotta know.
Last one.
Who'd you guys both have sex
that
with?
That one that passed away.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot, yeah.
Yeah. I honestly.
You guys both had sex with a dead chick?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was first, so.
You thought
that's something.
You thought you were first.
I know I was first.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that at all.
The greatest story is Brooke, when I meet Brooke, and she's like, my best friend, and I won't say her name, but my best friend, you got to meet her sometime. She's engaged to this guy, but I don't know how it feels about you because you slept with his wife. And I was like, Jesus Christ. She's like, I like this guy, but it's going to be awkward. And so this is like building up and building up. I'm like, who the f*** is his wife? She's like, I don't know. I don't remember her name. Then she tells me a name, and I'm like, I don't know. Maybe, right? So then I finally meet him. He's very nice to me, even though he believes I slept with his wife. And I ask him who his wife was. He shows me a picture of his wife. Snow Cone had slept with her. Not me. It was such
was
a great, great ending to the story.
They were like separated.
They were separated.
Remember,
yeah, they
right?
were separated.
I didn't ruin a marriage.
That was so great, though, because I was like, I'm free of this.
Well, you ruined your parents.
Well, wow. Yeah.
Okay. God damn, that cut deep, man. That one,
I mean, don't say you never ruined.
That's going to take a second.
True thirds.
That's going to.
It's always your fault.
I would imagine it was not all the time. I would imagine it was his fault.
Okay. In those situations, it's always the kid's fault.
Give me
fault.
A minute to recover from that. What's
his dad made it right. obvious it was his fault. I don't know how he could make it any more obvious. Okay.
What?
Yeah.
That wasn't on the radio?
No.
Oh, no, that was on the radio.
Yeah. Just keep going.
We're still on the radio.
Yeah. I don't know why
you can't say
about...
any of that on the radio. What
you
are you talking about?
We
just did.
Okay. And we said that he caused his parents' divorce?
Yeah.
Okay.
Laszlo said that, yes.
Yeah, and you guys had sex with a dead chick.
Oh, I mean, hold on. Wait.
Not dead at the same time, but...
No,
wait, not dead while you're having sex with her. She's passed now. I don't know, you're not supposed to say passed. We had that lady on from hospice, and she said you're supposed to say dead.
Oh, okay.
Remember, she said don't say passed on.
Well, you're supposed to say that when you're telling the family, because they need to know that it's a final.
Final, yeah.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So the girl that you guys had sex with is dead.
Yeah.
She hasn't passed on.
Yeah, but not when Snow Cone had sex with her.
No, she was alive.
She was still alive when he
She was alive when you had sex with her.
I believe so. So, I don't know why we're telling that story.
I don't know why we should talking about it either.
The story about the friend thinking that I slept with his wife and then find out
Snow Cone slept with his wife.
That's a good story. To this day, I get a kick out of that. I mean, imagine that fear, Lazo. This is my fiance's like best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And this is her best friend's husband, right?
Mm-hmm.
How is that your fiance's best friend? I had no idea they were friends.
Oh, yeah. They went to school together.
Really?
Yeah. Have you even met her?
Well, the way we met
had sex
her,
with her
was different. Yeah.
No, they went to school together. Yeah.
Okay,
they went
I
to,
had no idea that
they went
she
to
was
accounting school together.
No clue.
Anyhow. By
Man,
the way,
that's what my dad always told me. You need to go to the Midwest, get yourself some whores from the accounting school.
Yeah. Well, my dad didn't give that kind of advice.
Look at our hot chicks. Accounting school's it, boys.
Your dad gave good advice.
Accountants. I like it.
I wish my dad gave me more advice like that. I didn't. None of that. You know, just as easy to marry a rich one as a poor one. I never got any of that advice. It was just do what they say.
He's always in the room doing math.
Right. He's always on a computer.
Always bored.
Looking at Excel.
Always bored.
Yeah. My dad said, keep your head down, do what they say.
Do what who says?
Women.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just keep your head down, do what they say. No, he didn't say that. Right. All right, so women think the best thing about being a man is that we have penises. Which, here's the thing about that. It's a paradox. Awesome. It is the most important thing you have as a man, and I'm not trying to offend people or whatever, but as a cisgendered man, my penis... Your penis, they're very important to us, right? But what I think...
Well, mine's super important to you, I know that.
Yeah, exactly, and my mother, right. Let's go ahead and get that out of the way. But what you don't understand is that you imagine having the thing that's most important, that if you lose it, you don't even know if you want to keep living, right? And I hate to say it, but, it'd be tough. It's just hanging there. It's like flag football. Your whole life, it's just hanging there.
Yeah.
It's very vulnerable. You get around some heavy machinery, some equipment, some farm stuff.
Oh,
next thing you know, it's turned to shreds. You got an OxyContin addiction. You're getting whores. Come sit on your lap, but you can't finish because you don't have a wiener anymore. It's a tricky thing. It's just all of it, just hanging right there.
Yeah. So happened to a guy in our family.
Yeah, happened.
Lost his balls and wiener and those metals, metal shop things like in prison. He taught metal shop to prisoners. Then cut off his wiener and balls.
Guy I knew cut it off in a plow machine, some sort of farming plow thing. Shredded him.
And he did. Left his wife and kids, married a woman named Hiawatha.
No, that's
had
him.
Two
okay,
stepkids.
Yeah.
Dr. J and Kunta Kinte.
I didn't realize that was who we were talking about. Yeah.
Tom. His name was Tom.
Yeah.
Damn, Tom.
Did he... mine became a drug dealer because he had access to so much OxyContin. That's actually how we came to meet.
Mine became a drug addict.
Yeah, both. Mine was both. But he got so much of the stuff. You know, what doctor's going to say no? You can't have pain pills when you're like, look at me.
Yeah, of course.
They're still like, can't take it. Just take it. So what do you think the best part of being a man is? A lot of women also say it's... You take
by the way,
granted.
Let that be proof that there's a woman out there who'll let you take care of her. Dude didn't have a wiener or balls. He was 60 years old and got to shack up with like a 23-year-old black chick.
That is one of the great benefits,
is
that women, there is a woman somewhere, if you can find her,
who needs your money,
empathy for you and want to, go out to dinner with your credit card. no, I kid. But the best things about being a man, not having to deal with periods is the number one thing guys said. Not having to give birth is number two. That's interesting. Like, which thing's worse, having a period or giving birth? I know you give birth less often unless you're Catholic or Mormon, but still.
Right.
That's... I'd put birth above the period, but I don't know.
Right, I don't want either one of them.
Number three is that our haircuts are cheap.
Nice.
That's funny that that's that high. Not having to shave your legs or armpits.
Yeah.
I have to shave my head every day, though. Being able to go to the bar on your own. Now, you say, well, a woman can go to a bar on her own. Well, you go over to the women's list about the worst things about being a woman, and one of the very top things they say is they're always worrying that they're going to be attacked when they're alone. If they're walking in a parking lot to or from a bar, an establishment, there's always that risk that somebody's going to jump up and attack
them. Guys think about that, too.
Yeah, but not like women.
I don't know how women think about it, but if I'm leaving a bar by myself... And I'm walking to a car. I am looking around. Like,
sure.
I want to make sure I'm not
of
getting
course.
Jumped, rolled.
Yeah.
I got my wallet. I'm going to put my wallet in my front pocket. Like, guys do think. I know women, it feels like they don't think we think about that. We think about it every time.
We do. But I do I do imagine it's a lot different for a woman.
Well, I guess I think I might get killed or murdered.
Yeah.
Or I think I might get jumped and murdered. You think you might get jumped and raped.
Right.
I mean, those are the things.
I guess I would say I know multiple women who have been raped, assaulted, and raped. I know
how many guys have been jumped in a parking lot?
I would say
I know
not
a million of them.
Not to the I know guys who've gotten in fights in parking lots,
but been walking by themselves and got jumped.
I can't think of one off the top of my head.
Yeah, I know a lot of guys who've gotten jumped in parking lots.
Also, as a guy,
or robbed.
Also, as a guy, there's a chance that if the guy comes up to you now, he's got a weapon, maybe whatever. But
I've heard stories.
There's
I don't
a
think
size
I know
difference
either. Like, you hear about guys, being like that, the Irish restaurant owner that was killed.
Exactly.
Yeah. But women are also generally smaller. And so they never feel like they can overpower a man, so he didn't even have to have a weapon. They always feel, you know, so I think that would probably be different. Guys are, we know from watching TV, guys are creepy and rapey and follow girls out in the parking lot, and I think it's worse for women. If I had to guess, it's probably worse for women. Like, I've never been jumped. I'm guessing
I mean, okay, we don't have to argue about it because people are going to get mad at me, but you won't even park your car at a gas station with five dudes.
Right, I get
literally it. Five teenagers you drive away, yet you're saying, like, I've never worried about my safety.
I'm not saying I never
worried.
You get in
your
I told you we worry about
it. It's the same thing because you're diminutive and scared.
Well, part of it is that I'm diminutive, yeah, because I'm smaller, but that's what I'm saying. Almost all women feel that way all the time because they feel like any guy, any random guy could probably kick their ass.
Yeah, but you... Do that. You worry about it wherever you are.
Right. But I don't get harassed by guys coming up to me in stores saying I look good or something like that or following me out to my car. The odds of that are so low. Whereas I think every woman, by the time they hit my age, probably have multiple stories of some guy being scary and creepy and not taking a hint and following
me. We're going to argue circular, but you're saying that until the age your age, there hasn't been guys in bars who have hit you for no reason, like bumped your shoulder for no reason, or been masculine towards you to make you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, I get
it. Like, that happens all the time.
I understand,
like,
but so we're fearing maybe getting beat up. They're fearing getting raped is what I'm saying.
Or murdered.
Or murder, okay.
Right.
I'm just saying, that was their top thing on the women's list of worst thing about being a woman.
I just was saying, women, just so you know, you think that men walk around with this veil of invulnerability, and what I'm saying is we don't have that. If we're walking around in a neighborhood and it's busy and we're by ourselves, we feel vulnerable. We lock the doors. We put our wallet in our front pocket. Men also feel vulnerable in vulnerable situations.
So going to the bar alone was number five. Number six is guys can wear the same pair of shoes every day and feel happy and comfortable about it. No one's going to really say anything. I guess
I don't like that.
I
wouldn't do that.
You can go pee anywhere. I thought that would have been higher up because, first of all, we don't have the bathroom lines. We can get out of the car and pee in the woods easily. We don't need toilet paper.
Pee in a cup.
That should be like way up higher on the list. That should be above going to the bar alone and all that stuff. That should really be right underneath not giving birth. So peeing anywhere you want, then you go to cheap haircuts. I don't understand how it's so far down the list. I think it should be way further up. Not having to put makeup on every day. Sometimes, you know, guy who has bad skin my whole life in high school, I wished guys could wear makeup.
Yeah, sure.
I was jealous because I saw girls who I knew had bad skin, they're putting makeup on looking pretty good, and I thought, man, I'm not allowed to do that. I sure wish I could when I was 15, I'll tell you that. Watching football with your friends, okay. Well, women can get together and do stuff, right? Like, how is that just a guy thing?
Well, I mean, sure, they do stuff.
Exactly, they can do that.
They get together and watch Sex and the City, and I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
They say not having to straighten your hair.
They have girls' nights, right? I don't know. What does your mom play? Bingo
Mahjong or
all
something.
All that stuff's no different than football.
Well, I think women are better at making friends as they get older than men, anyway.
And having, like, a built-in excuse to get together.
Absolutely.
Like, hey, we're going to watch this TV show, or, oh, we're going to play this game.
If my mom had died before my dad would have been really bored.
Yeah.
But my mom has this big friend group. Exactly. They go do stuff. Yeah. I think they're better at that. And then they also say old age is a lot kinder to men, which, you know, and you hear that a lot in Hollywood, right? They say these male movie stars, they keep getting roles. As women get older, they complain that it's harder and harder for them to get starring roles. They suddenly want to cast them as the mother or the grandmother, while the 60-year-old Clooney can still be the leading man that everyone wants to have sex with. Yeah, I get it. I mean, hey, we admitted that's one of the best things about being a guy.
I mean, if you're Clooney.
Right. And just that hope that, hey, I'm never going to be Clooney.
Right.
I will look better in my 50s than I did in my 30s. I don't know. There you go. Now, for women, what the best things are for being a woman, there's one thing. If you want to add, you can tell us, twitch.tv/Church of Laszlo. But the best thing about being a woman is you have options, as Laszlo pointed out earlier. And yes, technically a guy could do the same thing, but you know it's not the same. So women having options has to be the best thing about being a woman, even if you don't want to take advantage of it. It's like if your parents have money and can bail you out of a situation, and you've always had parents who have money that can bail you out of a situation, just knowing that your parents are there and can help you out, even if you never use it, it reduces your stress load.
Sure.
Women have that because they have this option of some guy will take care of you. Some guy will take care of you if you want.
I mean, you can't wait forever.
That's what I say. Strike while the iron's hot. That's what I'm trying to tell people.
The Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.
Are we out of here yet?
We're done.
What are you doing? Watching you argue with Twitch.
What are you doing tonight?
What do you care?
I don't know. You're on your phone. I thought maybe you had something going on. Like
no,
maybe your kids
I'm tired
have.
I'm hearing you arguing about what year they stem cells made a liver. Who cares?
I just asked what you're
Jesus
doing tonight.
Christ.
We weren't on the air. I just asked what you were doing tonight.
I just want to leave.
Are you done with Bosch?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, you said something yesterday about being
like
on season 7 already.
He asked about it every day.
Well, yesterday he said something about on season 7,
on
but
season
I didn't know if
four,
he was being serious.
And there's 8, and then an extra show, Bosch Legacy.
Sweet.
I got plenty of time.
Sweet. Snowcone, get rid of the commercials on Max, please. How much does it cost? I'll get rid of the commercials.
I have commercials on Max.
You do?
Yeah.
Does it save a lot of money?
I don't know, but it only runs for like 10 seconds. Who cares?
Yeah, it's not terrible.
Oh.
And if it's a long run, they say most of the time it just starts and it says, this show brought to you commercial free by Cadillac.
Oh, that's
so
good.
So while that's doing, yeah, I'm getting get something to drink. Or if it doesn't, and 40 minutes in, it runs, usually they're 10 seconds, but if it's a minute 40, that's when I run upstairs to pee and I come back down.
Yeah, it's a good break.
Oh, I thought it was like Freevee maybe, where they show one at the beginning and then they give you a long stretch and they start showing you more at the end because they've already got you hooked.
I don't know. Maybe they do, but yeah, it's not anything that bothers me.
All right, well, then enjoy. You have commercials on Prime too, don't you? You never got rid of the commercials, so you're watching Bosch with commercials.
Yeah.
Wow.
But just like one that comes up, and it's like 10 seconds.
Yeah, they
most of them are like 10 seconds.
They released that commercial thing on Prime. I was watching a very old show that I've been watching.
Crucified me for having commercials.
Well, because you started with commercials, I just didn't understand like how much. I'm with Lazo on the whole. If all you do is watch TV, then you know, pay for the streaming service.
Well,
but if
Max
the commercials
is the one my sister pays for. I pay for Netflix, she pays for Max, so she's opted into that, I guess.
I tried commercials on Hulu one time. I was like, I'll save some money. There were a lot of commercials. Mm. A lot of Ozempic commercials. So
you complain about this. That stuff bothers you. Like, you're the kind of guy who gets really upset if someone replies all of the email. Like, your time is so precious.
Just seeing the same Ozempic commercials.
I'm just sitting here watching Bosch.
Yeah.
I got 10 seconds.
I believe you. Maybe
it's
not as bad.
Maybe
it's not. I believe you.
If they did a minute of it.
Yeah.
I ain't going nowhere. I ain't got time.
That's totally fine.
That's it. I just sit there and watch the commercials. It's fine.
Enjoy it. Is it all commercials for tax stuff now? That's what I saw.
Lot of car commercials. The one I just told you where the car comes up and picks up the chicken. That's a bad date.
I haven't seen that.
And then I don't know. That's the one that I remember.
So I get a lot of tax ones.
Yeah. This time of year, it's all TurboTax. Yeah. Well, enjoy, guys. Maybe I'll turn on the commercials, too. I just want to watch TV with you guys, you know, and talk about it. That's all. I want to do something together. Watch the same show.
Maybe we don't watch the same show.
Maybe I'll watch Bosch.
You watch Murder Mysteries or whatever.
Well, you watch some of those, too.
You watch, like, Dateline.
Well, yeah, of course I watch Dateline. I mean, everybody watches Dateline. You don't watch Dateline?
No.
Oh, well, do you watch 2020, 48
right.
Hours?
Everyone watches Dateline. It's Dateline.
I've never watched Dateline.
What?
What?
I might have watched 2 or 3 episodes that you told me. I'd never turn it on.
You'd like Dateline. It.
No, I wouldn't.
Okay.
Well, I don't like, what's that other thing you said?
2020, 48 Hours. 2020 is cheesy, and it's long. But 48 Hours is good. That's a hard-hitting one.
I'm good.
CBS. All right.
I'm good. Who hosts that?
On which one? Keith Morrison is Dateline.
Good show. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.